There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Thank you. Let's all get down, get funky. Guess who's here? Liam Schiff, taking us through the weekend. Thank you, my friend. California guy, temporarily.
Really temporarily. I'm headed back to Florida, and I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be doing permaculture training and getting into garden building. I always talk about it. I used to have a great garden, and then we lost that house due to a series of disasters, so we don't have that garden anymore. And now I'm going to be doing permaculture, and I intend to get around the world doing it.
Yes, we're going to get you to set up gardens everywhere. We're going to have we'll do it on GoFundMe. Who wants to bid the highest for Liam to make their garden? Something fun like that.
No, seriously, I went ahead to India. I want to see Thailand. I want to see what they're doing with permaculture all over. But I'll go all around the United States, give a talk. We'll set up a garden. That's really what I'm going to be doing for the next few years.
Excellent. Well, listen, we got a lot of catching up to do. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been able to talk. You've been busy out in California, visiting around, learning, teaching, writing, of course. Your book, and we're going to get some updates on that. We've got some more paleo perspectives, some real options, I think, for those that want to maintain what they believe is paleo. We'll kind of perspectivize that, as well as something that Super Don's not going to want to talk about a little later, but stand by for that. But first and foremost, Liam, I want you in on this discussion because, you know, obviously I published John Rappaport. We've been friends since the 90s when I first connected with him. And the things he's researching and writing on regarding this Ebola scam is just incredible. The guy's got a mind, and he's got the energy to keep going all of these years later.
Yeah, we should I don't know, have him enshrined. It's very difficult work. You know, I used to do this work all the time, and you just have to constantly field the paranoid news reports, and then you have to try to source the paper that they're getting their paranoid news report from, and then immediately realize they're misquoting the paper. So you have to go read the paper. And then you realize the people who wrote the paper had already been told to find a certain end of an eventuality that wasn't really there. And you always find this with AIDS and HPV and, you know, fake HIV and bird flu, swine flu. It was all the same thing. When they came around to the Ebola thing, I really don't enjoy that work anymore. It's not fun. And you just get beaten up on blogs for not believing their lies. But John just kept doing it, and he pulled out all of the important questions, like what is happening, you know, the very basic things. You know, like what does it take to keep a person alive? I'm writing about this in my book because nobody knows anymore. So let me put it to you. What does it take to keep a person alive? What are the three things that people can't do without?
I'm waiting for you.
Well, water, food, and shelter or protection from the elements. Most people would say health insurance from the government, iPhone, and a car. But that's not true. You can survive without all of those things. So John is saying, okay, what does it take to survive? And then he goes and he looks at these scenarios, and he says, well, these people don't have clean water. They're being sprayed with terrible chemicals. They're doing dangerous mining and metal extraction over there. Now, what else? Now they send in these people in these suits, so they're sweating a pint or two pints, you know, several pints a day, or more quarts a day, and they're incredibly dehydrated. Now what are they spraying them with? Okay, so they're lacking water, and they're not having protection from the elements, being, you know, toxic chemicals. So he's asking this question, what does it take to survive? And the answer is, you don't have to always blame. I mean, it's rare that you get away with reasonably blaming like a ghost that you can't cultivate or culture or hold in your hand when you have all these other things attacking a system and impeding the ability to survive. So he's done this work, and I know that it's, I know that it's done really good work for the few critical thinkers out there who just don't want to get pulled into the terror.
Yes, and it's interesting how some of the players we've interacted with over the years, from Duisburg, now he connected with David Raznick, who is from Georgia Tech, a smart guy, PhD guy, was involved in the development of protease-inhibiting drugs, and then at a certain point, he had his epiphany and said, this whole HIV thing, it's not what they say it is. And so John, you know, went to him and said, can you investigate the viral isolation of the so-called Ebola virus? And found a similar pattern emerged. And at a certain point where we can reasonably say, we think they're lying. I mean, they might believe it because they're involved in a cult-like devotion to a viral religion. But when you pull back the curtain or look under the microscope, whatever it is you do, you find out what they say is there is not really there.
It's true. It's as there as, like, whatever they were talking about in medieval texts. You know, you used to have in the early medieval period these, we call them researchers now, but they were theologians, and they were reading the Latinate and sometimes Greek leftover texts from the sort of run under Roman Empire, and they were trying to figure out, you know, how many angels could dance on the head of a pin. Mm-hmm. And it was not a theological question. It was a very sincere question. And they were talking about whether the world was, you know, atomistic or you have to look at whole parts, or whether, you know, in the Aristotelian model, everything that we have is modeled already somewhere in the heavens. And so you get into these long, long conversations. Meanwhile, you know, food, water, shelter, protection from the elements, right? They don't do anything for anybody. It doesn't mean anything. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Like most, like 99.9999% of conversations on Facebook, they absolutely don't matter at all, unless you're talking about where to meet people. They just don't matter. They're not real. They don't have anything to do with whether you can survive or not.
Well, in the idea, of course, and we'll get into that this hour as we've been discussing and you're working on in your next book, is to establish real communication once again, and that means in physical presence, communities that exist and understand some level of cooperation. We don't mean from imposed from above, enforce, but in a spirit of, hey, this is what we need to do to survive. Again, that term thriving, surviving, staying alive, what really matters? Prepping for the next phase. I don't know when the so-called oil runs out. I mean, in the last month, you're hearing reports of now we're producing more than anybody else on the planet. The so-called Federal Reserve note petrodollar price per barrel has gone down. So they're artificially keeping this going as long as they can at the price of what? Fracking the water till it's not drinkable. We're in the midst of that. We've been talking about it, but we're in the midst of that, and people are still enjoying, hey, my iPhone reality.
Yeah, that concept that we are producing more, you know, I'm very much reminded of the AIDS era, you know, that guys were having more and more and more and more sex during the 1970s. Well, they were taking so many drugs and they were using so many toxic lubricants that had benzene in them, and they were destroying their colons. They destroyed their guts, and then there was a mass wave of illness that the government capitalized on by, you know, saying it was viral instead of essentially systemic toxicological. And I think that that's probably the correct metaphor for the fracking era. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to keep this party going, and we're all going to come down with
We're all being taken down that road with benzene lubricants in the form of, as you say, the fracking chemicals, et cetera. And again, this does tie back.
Well, that's really it.
Yeah.
That's really it. Isn't it the same, though?
Yes. Yeah, it is. Although people don't look at it in a quote-unquote sexual lubrication terms, but in many ways, when somebody says, not to use too extreme adult language, we're all getting screwed, right? That concept.
Yeah.
There's a reason for the statement and saying it that way. So it's interesting. But, yeah, coming back to the Rappaport discussion as well, he sees through that, and he's revealing he's like lone voice in the wilderness, even in the alternative or new media. He's been at it for decades, and respect him immensely, and to wake folks up to this. It doesn't mean that you can't find evidence of maybe a real virus. Certainly bacterial infections can be real, as well as fungal infections. But remember the law of the terrain, which is just the starting point, completely creates a whole new world view, that you live differently when you understand it, versus the just rescue me when I'm in trouble with a toxic chemical because I'm a victim. There's nothing I can do anyway. Save me, Big Pharma, for instance. And that's the paradigm that's being perpetuated by those in charge because they like having victims. It's necessary for them to thrive, even though it's an artificial thriving as well.
Yeah, it is, and I agree. And it just struck me, this whole notion. I haven't really thought of it this way, but because we were talking about both things,
mm-hmm.
we are partying like the gay dudes were in the 70s on every stimulant and chemical, making our bodies work, keeping awake, for long, long periods of time. It really is the same total suicide party culture, and it's just everywhere. It's the oil culture. It's that we're not going to ever share a car ride. We're never going to walk anywhere because we have cars. We want everything overnight. Everything has to be this, delivery on demand economy. Nothing is real. Nothing has to be real. We'll make the water out of hope. California is running out of water to do farming with.
You know how popular we're going to be after this hour, Liam?
Very popular.
I mean, it's like you're trying to say that we're all partying like gay people in the 70s.
That's what I
right? I'm never listening to you again. That's why I can hear people hanging up their phones, whatever they're doing. But
partying like the gay dudes in the 70s were with all of the chemical. Well, we're partying like Warren Beatty in the 70s. We're partying like people who didn't have any respect for the fact that the physical,
mm-hmm.
the natural, the body has limits. And our body civic, our civil society has to have water, food, and we have to be able to have shelter for people. Well, we don't have water. We don't have enough water for people, and we're putting oil chemical byproducts in the water that we have.
But technology will save us. Of course, now that means we're all robots, and that's kind of how we're living in that sense. We become robotic in that way. And I want to get back to the heart of this discussion as well. And this is part of what you've been researching for your next book. We'll talk about relationships, as well as we're going to tackle some paleo concepts and talk about uncomfortable subjects with Super Don a little later. Stand by, more healing to go, if you can call it that. I certainly do. Great conversations with my friend Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories and What's Coming Next. We'll get to that after this break. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Thanks for being here. CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are we Mr. Robotos, or can we bring the heart of, let's say, human interaction back into play here? And I know, Liam, you've been researching this sort of like an anthropologist in many ways, and working on the next book, which we've talked about many things, you know, the concepts of peak oil, which we sort of mentioned, but also relationships, you know, constructs that are being imposed upon us versus, well, what has it been before there was a centralized bureaucracy saying this is how it should be? And it's a fascinating, let's say, reveal that you've been, you know, we've been talking about on and off the air, and looking forward to the book, obviously, but maybe you could share with us some more, because I think it's a difficult conversation for many to have.
Yeah, this is tough. You know, if you thought that talking about non-virologic causes of disease made people anxious, this provokes them, it interests them, it pushes them. I found that in a partnership, if one of the partners is interested, the other can often become very anxious. This notion that we're not built to be a monogamous species for a lifetime. We're really a much more socially monogamous creature. In other words, we'll hang out with somebody for a long time if we make a good sort of team with them. But our romantic interests go this way and that, and sometimes come back. And, you know, in most adult relationships, or I should say relatively sophisticated relationships. People always made room for that. They just sort of accepted that was that hidden part of marriage that they didn't talk about. From an historical anthropological point of view, it seems to be, you know, you can remember the movie The 7-Year Itch with Marilyn Monroe getting her dress blown up around her.
Yeah, the famous image that just never goes away.
Right. Well, that's an exciting image. Although I always think that the subway could not have made a nice...
Right. Yeah. The breeze coming from down under, not so nice.
No. I mean, yeah, nothing against Marilyn. Really, nothing against Marilyn. But the notion that we really, you know, that we bond for life, not really. We bond with people as friends or as
Well, adopted family even. I mean, you know, the thing is, it's not always just a blood family scenario. You find people in your life that you're as close to as if they become a family to you.
Or even better, because you know how we all feel a little bit about our families, right?
Sure. No, I agree. I think, you know, when people say you can't choose your family, I disagree. I think particularly when you become conscious and an adult, or you know, as you build relationships, even from young ages, you find that you can gravitate towards certain people of certain consciousness, and you're like a different form of a family. That
a
spiritual family. Yeah.
Yeah. You're what's a soul group, as a friend of mine says.
I like that. Spirit family, soul group. Yeah. Very nice.
So sure, that's true. But anthropologically, right? We were foragers. Maybe we'll get to talk about this in another segment. We were foragers, not really hunters and gatherers. We were foragers for a couple hundred thousand years, or much more, really. I mean, if you take the hominid ancestry that laid a lot of groundwork for the way that our organ systems work, our guts, our intestines, all that stuff. We were foragers and we hung around and we didn't really seem to form anything like lifelong marriage concepts. There wasn't anything like that. There was just, you hung out with people and sometimes you'd make a kid with this person and sometimes you'd decide that you'd had that kid with that person. You wanted to make a kid with another person and that was good for the genetic diversity and health of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And the children were the children of the group, not of, you know, Sam and Molly or, you know, any two people. You know, the cavemen, Sam and Molly. You remember them. I don't know why I said Sam and Molly. Anyway, the kids are the kids of the group, and the kids tend to mate with children of another group, so they mate out. And that's how it went, and that's how it still goes in a lot of tribes around the world. There is many, you know, we're always told that monogamy is the way that we have to go, but there's so many styles of interacting for child production in the world that the only thing we can be sure of is that what we're doing is highly artificial. You know, this is a construct. This you know, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way is a construct. It doesn't have anything to do with human beings for 99.999% of our existence.
Yes, but humans also tend to, I guess, whether they may deny it, but tend to like to live under an authoritarian structure. You know, just tell me what to do. Tell me how to live. Tell me what the box is so I can live in that box. I guess we're not built that way, and I think there are a lot of folks that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show that are not either, that want to hear this, want to discuss it, want to openly talk about it. And again, we'll talk some more about it as well. We'll get into the paleo perspectives on diet, more understandings coming out, and maybe an option that was rather interesting that Liam, you sent our way. We'll talk about
that. Yeah, man, I tell you, I'll say it, I'm in. I try to tell people, don't call me a vegan, you'll find out.
Okay, we're going to find out what that means from Liam Sheff after this break. Check it out.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, Liam, I'm in a relationship with my wife for 20-some-odd years now, and I'll tell you what, communicating these things, and we talk about stuff because that's the kind of relationship we have. It is fraught with difficulty in trying to communicate these concepts using the words that we have, and my perspective on what I'm hearing is not what maybe some people that are just kind of hearing it superficially. Oh, Liam's doing all this work so that everybody could party like it is the 1970s, like they are Warren Beatty. That's not what, at least that's not how I'm receiving this information. That, and I think it's a difficult thing because we have constructs, we have our sunglasses on, that whatever color they might be, and we're perceiving these things in different ways. And I just say that communication is so critically important, but working through the difficulties of these concepts is also, I think, also important to not give up and stay superficial on these things so people really understand what this is all about.
I remember when I mean, how could I be for you living like you were in the 70s if I'm complaining that the country is acting that way?
Yeah, no, I hear that, but I'm sensitive to the audience. Certain people will hear it and go, oh, yeah, I know what he's trying to do. It's like, no, that's, in my opinion,
really.
That's not what Liam's trying to do here.
No, not really. I number one, STDs are real. Besides the fake, sort of the fake HIV plague that, you know, doesn't transmit sexually or whatever.
No, the STDs are real.
Yeah, they are quite real. And I really recommend that's... My book is about my new book, which will be out hopefully for Christmas, but we'll see. If not Christmas, then January. It really talks about the fact that the oil volume that we have is going to be going down. And as that goes down, we contract back around local communities. And as we do that and we remove the motor car and the impersonal commercial interaction, speaking of motor cars, sorry, getting a big truck.
That's okay. Good sound effect, good timing on that, Liam. Way to go.
We're going to be pressed up against each other to get things done. Food, water, shelter, you know, protection from the elements. And when that happens, when you're a lot of people interacting with each other, people get excited, people get turned on. And the idea that I'm after is that if you consider yourself a failure in a relationship, because you kiss somebody that's not, you know, the person that you once kissed or liked, I don't even understand this anymore. Like, how is it that the most important thing you can do in a relationship is to give somebody a key to your mouth or your, you know, in a broader sense, your genitals, and say, just because I like you and you like me, here's a key to this, and if I ever do anything with this, the relationship's over.
Well, to me, I think this is because people were more like animals, and they didn't understand the concept of repercussions for actions, and they went out and partied like it was 70s, and wonder why that's growing there.
Well, that was the 70s. I mean, yeah. We're talking about the late 60s and 70s. That wasn't a really healthy period for humanity, but we were living in the oil bubble. We didn't have to do any real work, and we didn't have any real sense of boundaries. But then the Levitical, the thing that comes from the old Jewish books, mm-hmm. that's really where people get this puritanical zeal. It's this old Babylonian thing, this Leviticus. When I say Babylonian, I mean it, because the Hebrew tribes really were taking a lot of their tips from the Code of Hammurabi in Babylon. This isn't, you know, this is herding culture, that men were in charge of women and that women were essentially servants to men and there to produce. And so men had to keep track, like they did of cattle, who the women were breeding with. Mm-hmm. So that's a herding culture mentality. But the foraging culture mentality didn't really do that. Women were venerated and honored. And it made sense that people would have children with different people in their peer group over a period of a lifetime. It was good for what we'd call the genetic diversity of the group. And it strengthened intergroup bonds. And as many tribes as there are around the world, there are that many ways that people produce families. There are ones in which women run everything and can have many husbands. There are ones in which men seem to be able to have many wives, and women then have special friends on the and, you know, the whole operation seems to get along reasonably well without this lie that we tell, which is till death you part, forsaking all others. In other words, you no longer need a tribe. Well, we need a tribe. And my major point here is, number one, don't sacrifice the goodness of a relationship because somebody wants to have a kiss or a cuddle with somebody else. Who cares? I mean, who cares? It's irrelevant. You may be best friends with somebody and you're holding against them that they want to go kiss somebody else once in a while. Who cares? You know, imagine that you were just friends. You wouldn't stop. You wouldn't ruin your friendship because somebody kissed somebody else. So don't do that. Don't rush into sex. Don't rush into penetrative sex. Don't rush, you know, but just stop. You know, we're all slaves to this sort of affection. You know, like affection can only be with one person in the world.
But it lends itself to external control. over you, over me, over anybody in that sense. Instead of, let's say, getting in touch, we talked about the soul group or you know, the concept of spirit, right? An energy, a direct connection to whatever created us all. And listening to that voice that is so deeply connected to who you are, who I am, who everyone is. And again, that's external authority versus direct connection and link. And listening to that. And it's a struggle, it's a challenge, and I encourage
it is.
And you know,
it is. And the world is full of small-minded psychopaths, and you know, they'll accuse you of everything, and you're a pervert, and you just want to have sex, and you know, not really. You know, I very, very much, probably much less frequently than some married, or especially early married people. You know, I don't go. That's not really how I operate. So. What I do, though, is I'm very open to kindness and open, generous, friendly relationships in my peer group. And that's how you build bonds. I'm not saying I make out with all my friends, except Robert, maybe.
Sorry. Hey, no.
Listen, about that.
These discussions.
Nancy, maybe.
Yeah. This discussion is important. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's going to be easy or it is easy, but I will say I think it's important to communicate. And the thing is, let's be honest, everybody on some level loves to talk relationships.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. And then, you know, the barriers to that communication are like, you know, let's say denying an aspect of our reality, of our existence. And again, talk about it. Be open, communicate, ask questions. If you're not sure, don't jump to conclusions. And do your research. Just like in all of these things we say, do your research. Now, speaking of research, if you don't mind, Liam, I want to get to the paleo thing because we've got about 5 or so minutes in this segment. The concepts of paleo, we have covered these subjects in ways that annoyed the vegans, the vegetarians, the carnivorous, all the timers, that kind of thing. And it's like our intent is not to offend, at least mine isn't, but if it does, so what? But what is the latest paleo discovery you've made?
Yeah, I like to offend them a little because they're so childish, all of them. Well, there you go. There was the opening salvo.
So good for you, my friend.
I never received hate mail like I did. I mean, not from AIDS groupies. Then when I explained that paleo, when I first heard about this paleo diet, I laughed and I thought, you guys are kidding, right? You guys want to eat like you think people in the Paleolithic did, but the problem is the Paleolithic is many, many, many tens and hundreds of thousands of years, maybe millions. So it's a very long period of time. And when I met paleo people, I thought, you guys are eating cows. These are like, it's like you're eating the most inbred animal on earth and you're saying you're Paleolithic. So number one, paleo, you know, and they would write me and they'd call me a stupid vegan and a stupid idiot vegan and a stupid, stupid, stupid idiot vegan. And it just went on. And I was like, you know, you're killing people by telling them to eat lentils. I'm sorry. This is like one of the first,
those darn
first
lentils
cultivated just, foods.
When you're not looking, they'll grab a kitchen knife and you're done for.
Well, I hope not. Yes, no stabbing. I don't know what that meant, but no.
I anthropomorphize like a psycho killer.
Oh, the lentil will kill you, yes. No, yes. So they're saying that, oh my God, grains have this and beans have this. And I thought, well, don't you know that meat is full of toxins and poisons? If you cook it, it's got carcinogens in it. If you don't cook it, it's you're hosting the most dangerous bacteria known to the human gut, you know, in the world. So I'm confused about why this is suddenly the healthiest thing in the world. Now, I'm macrobiotic and not in any, my diet just is sort of local, low on the food chain in season. That's the way I go. I never understood why beans became deadly. Well, now the people doing real research on food and gut flora and the teeth, even Neanderthals will tell you, oh, yeah, we ate beans. Yeah. Paleolithic people ate lentils. Sure, they ate pulses. Yeah, they ate seeds. They ate anything that they could get and anything that would grow in the ground. Sure, they did.
Well, and we were talking before we went on the air today, and I said, you know, it wasn't like you had the drive-through cave with the burgers like in the Flintstones. You know, they'd put a big slab of a huge animal on you. I mean, you know, if you did slaughter an animal at that time, a big one they'd bring down, and, you know, you might feast for a while, but that wasn't the staple every day.
Well, you know, cows are so inbred, and all the large animals that we eat are so inbred, and they only came about after, centuries to millennia, many, many thousands of years of this inbreeding to get a quality that we wanted, which was more sedentary and larger and, you know, fatter. And these things were used to pull plows and do this sort of thing. So the idea that we were always hunting and always chasing, that's just not true. We don't have the energy to do that kind of thing. It's really hard. It's dangerous. If it's dangerous to do that kind of work, that means that we're going to do it less. What's not dangerous? Pulling frogs out of the pond is not dangerous, and eating crickets is not dangerous. And that's what we were doing. Mice, frogs, well, mice are fast, but right. Frogs, snails, grasshoppers, those big, thick...
what you're saying is that we all used to be French.
We all used to be French, deep down.
Eat some snails.
And this is what paleontologists, this is what people who actually look in the record, and this is what I said, and they were all yelling and screaming. I said, none of you are paleolithic. You know, all of your vegetables are...
They're paleolithic in the age of oil. That's what they are.
Yeah, no, they just like barbecue. It's just nonsense. If you like barbecue, then admit that you like barbecue. But if you want to be paleolithic, you'll eat roots, tubers, grains,
apparently we've linked to in the show notes that we're going to have to try.
Wait. I just said grains, and what I'm trying to say is small grasses, not the deeply inbred grains. So I just want to clarify that. But yes, go ahead in the show notes.
Get ready for some chirps. Yep, cricket chips. And you're going to see some cross comparisons as far as producing that protein, animal protein versus others, and it's stunning. If you're into saving the environment, and you're not doing this, if you aren't vegetarian, let's just say it that way, you've got to rethink things. Do the math. Go look at it. We're going to talk about it and something very awkward for Super Don when we come back from this break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show right here on Natural News Radio and GCN and all around planet Earth. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for. Super Don, something very uncomfortable happened, but maybe it's not so uncomfortable. Liam Sheff, what do you say?
Well, I remember when you first told me about the coffee enema, and I just laughed, and I made all the normal jokes, and I then you told me why, and you lay on the, I think, the left side, and then you stimulate the hepatic...
hepatic pathway to the bile ducts, all of that stuff.
You excrete more toxins, and I thought, well, that makes sense. That sounds fine. So I did it.
You did it, finally.
Wow.
So did you go to the Gerson Clinic? Because we've got a big fan of Super Don at the Gerson Clinic there that wants Super Don to partake.
Well, my friends at the Gerson, Lynn Bacaz, who works there, facilitated this for me by making the coffee. She made it the right way. She says that you have to use this very light, it's almost a green coffee, a very, very light roast, nothing dark.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for the taste, of course. And then you lay on the side and et cetera. Well, I did it. And I laid, and the first one, I held for about 10 minutes.
First time 10 minutes is pretty good because there's, like I said, the sensations are overwhelming. I got to go, right? And so you have to overcome that.
But I think the sensation was overwhelming because I had some chocolate pudding in the snifter. I don't know what to say.
You're supposed to clear that out first, Liam, if I know you so well.
There's no way to clear it out. I mean, I'm not going to, like, I'm going to push until I'm empty. So I went, I put the stuff in, and then probably within about 8 to 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, you're coming out now. And I went back to her after the shower, of course. And I said, okay, I'm ready now.
That was the warm up.
Yeah, that was mostly a colonic, honestly. That I never had a colonic before, but I just feel like all that did was just evacuated. So I did it again.
Okay.
And the only sensation I had, besides not enjoying shoving.
Yes, I know. Yes, we get it. We get that, right? What was the sensation beyond that?
That's not enjoyable. I was just going to say, and the weird thing about it is, it's just not, it just doesn't feel right. Like, it just feels like that's a sensitive area and you could tear something, and I didn't enjoy. And the weirdest, the strange part is, you put it in, and the only place you actually have nerves to feel anything is like in the first, like, I don't know, centimeter, right around the
Listen, we're talking the body, right? Okay, this is the physical body.
Yeah.
And you move it past there, the liquid goes in. So the second time, did you last 18 minutes or so, or what?
No, another 10.
Another 10, okay.
Well, I had already done 10, so I figured...
Okay, 10,
plus
10 equals 10
20. Is 20.
We'll give you that, especially since you were Gerson approved at that point. So what are you saying? You think Super Don could pull this off one day?
Well, it's not hard. You just poop afterwards. I mean, I try to poop every day.
Right. Well, I encourage that. Absolutely. But did you feel a sense of euphoria? Did you feel lighter? Did you feel any less toxic? Was there any other sensation?
Did you feel violated?
Okay.
I felt a little violated.
Okay. All right.
I felt a little wronged. I felt a little caffeinated.
Okay.
A little caffeinated.
Yeah.
And then we had a good talk. I talked with Lynn, and I really didn't have any different sensation except I didn't like it. And then I have to be honest, I found it harder to poop like the next day. I feel like I washed too much.
Rebuild with the physical stuff going back out again. But this is all new that people don't know, and that's why we are able to talk about this here. It's Super Don's cringing every moment.
I will maybe do it, but I will never do it unless I have a good BM first. So,
okay. There you go. See, that's good insight. Now, Super Don is one step closer to not doing it again, even though Lynn, eventually, will do like some kind of fund me campaign to get you down to Gerson and have it done.
I'll do it again. It's just not that much. It's not fun. It's just sort of boring. I don't know what to say.
Well, what are you supposed to do? The thing is, it's quiet time. You can use it for contemplative.
I stuck it in a mariachi band.
All right.
What were you expecting?
We have achieved it, and Lynn, we love you too.
There was a party in my tuchus, and everyone was invited, but it didn't. You know, I wanted to feel like the caffeine. Like, oh my God, I'm having. I have memories of being like 8 that I had totally forgotten.
Love is a many.
That's not what this is about. detox, fellows. All right. Seatbelts, everyone. What a great show. Liam Sheff, thank you. Dr. Frank King, thank you. Super Don, thank you. I can't believe we went there, but we did. We did. And you'll be okay, Super Don. You will be okay. Everybody, create a great weekend. Remember, Las Vegas next weekend. And I'll see you in Mount Dora on, Sunday at the Vitality Bistro. All right. The power to heal is y'all's.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.